To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a spectacular morning sky from the vantage point of the last tree on the edge of the forest before the farmlands east of my countryside home on Waite Road comes to us from yours truly, as I was undoubtedly taking my canine friend Harley for a walk back on January 29th. The temperature was in the teens that morning, but I was happy to be out in the cold when I saw that magnificent sky, and although the landscape was of the frozen tundra, it leaves much to be desired. I took several shots to capture the beauty of the heavens, and I am including a second photo with a less obscured view that highlights the silhouette of a hawk that was the only other creature stirring on that brisk morning. Well, it's Saturday, and I am rejoicing this morning because despite being in the midst of the lowest temperatures of the year, I am in the company of my beloved wife, who provides a warmth that even the chilliest season can't diminish, because the love we have is powered by the Lord, who we keep at the center of our marriage with a daily evening Bible study, morning and evening prayers, as well as church on Sunday. Well, I prayed for a Christian wife that I could follow the Lord with, and God delivered big time with Tammy Lynn. No offense, but what I would call authentic, biblical, spirit-filled Christian discipleship is a little rare in the Northeast, and I have been repeatedly delighted to discover that Tammy Lynn's faith is genuine, and her desire to know more and grow more demands me to be the spiritual leader that every Christian husband is supposed to be. Her heart to follow the Lord keeps me on track, because as much as you would think I would be the one driving this Christian love train, she has repeatedly had to remind me that we have to do our nightly Bible study. Sometimes our study slips my mind, and if it weren't for Tammy Lynn's faithfulness, we would have missed a night of the study that has been daily since the beginning of December, when I suggested we read the Gospel of John to prepare our hearts for Christmas. After 21 days of John, I suggested we do Luke next for the first couple of chapters, would bring us to bring us right to the Christmas narrative. But I didn't really expect us to continue beyond that. But Tammy Lynn once again showed that she was the real deal by encouraging us to make this a regular practice. We were supposed to meditate on the Word day and night, right? And now our evening Bible study is a normal part of our routine. And no matter how busy our days have been or how tired we may be, we always make time to read one chapter of the Bible each night, thanks to Tammy Lynn. So yeah, we are a Christian couple. How about that? In the Northeast, Bible-believing Christians are relatively rare and are often jokingly referred to as the Frozen Chosen. So it shouldn't surprise you that as a couple of the Frozen Chosen, we decided to go see the season 3 finale of Dallas Jenkins' The Chosen, that is out for a limited theatrical release before the regular release of the final two episodes happens over the next two Sundays. Tammy Lynn and I went to the theatrical release of the premiere of season 3 of The Chosen. So when I saw that the show's creators were doing the same thing for the season finale, I advocated that we go last night, even though the temperatures dropped to -6 degrees Fahrenheit and the winds were whipping and made it feel even colder. When we saw the premiere back in December, Tammy Lynn had felt a chill in the theater, so when she decided to take a blanket with her last night, I didn't balk and encourage her to take her blanket because I wanted her to be comfortable. I was further surprised to see my northern wife put on a knit hat and heavy winter coat. This is the woman that I have seen shovel snow in a nightgown and slippers. So I realized that if she was bundling up, I had better follow suit, and decided to put on another layer to be an outer shell over my light all-season hoodless winter jacket. I knew we would be inside, but decided to make sure I had my gloves and knit hat of my own, even though we would be inside and I wouldn't need them. With temperatures like the ones we are having, Currently, you have to be prepared just in case something unforeseen, like your frozen car refusing to start or you having some other car trouble should happen when you are traveling through the bitter cold. I'm sure those of us where winter happens all have a foolish friend or relative or two who foolishly tempt fate by assuming that all they have to do is run from the heat of their car to the heat of indoors during the winter and go out with little or no protection from the cold. So last night, Tammy Lynn with her blanket and I in my unnecessary outer shell and my pockets stuffed with a hat and gloves made our way to Regal Cinemas in Clifton Park for date night with The Chosen. As we stood in line waiting to get my customary large popcorn and soda, we heard the clerk telling the people in front of us who were wearing some The Chosen merch that there was some sort of issue with the heat in the theater they were going to. Tammy Lynn pointed out that was where we were going to as well, and it was a good thing she brought her blanket, which I declared to be another evidence of her walking in the spirit. There is nobody who can prepare you for the unforeseen circumstances of life like the Holy Spirit, so listen and obey. Anyway, I didn't think it would be that big a deal, and it might mean that we would feel a little cooler than the warmth of the lobby. But after we were seated, it was obvious that they weren't kidding about there being an issue with the heat. A cold draft of air seemed to be blowing into the theater through the vents as if there was no heat. But we were prepared and determined to enjoy the show. So Tammy Lynn wrapped herself in her blanket, and I zipped up my outer shell, put on my hat, and threw my coat's hood over my head as it looked like we were a couple of NFL fans watching a game at the frozen tundra of Soldier Field in Chicago or Highmark Stadium in Buffalo, rather than just a couple enjoying a Friday date night at the movies. We were joined by a very modest crowd of our similarly weather-geared fellow Frozen Chosen, as the cold temperatures had kept most people indoors last night anyway. But not all who sat down at the start of the movie would endure to the end, as I noticed a mother and her two teenage children get up and leave after about a half an hour in the chilly theater, proving my previous point that you don't know what could happen in winter. And you had best be dressed for it. Yep, you probably guessed it. Light coats, no hats, no gloves. But of that small crowd last night, I think they were the only ones who didn't last, as the rest of us Frozen Chosen endured the chill temperatures and were rewarded by another quality production of Christian entertainment by the Chosen cast and crew. I won't give you any spoilers, as Dallas Jenkins' introduction directed us not to give away the season finale's quote-unquote twist, but I will say that the finale includes some very significant events from Jesus' earthly ministry, and that it continues to address some of the more challenging aspects of our Christian faith, the issue of suffering, that this season has highlighted. From the beginning episodes with Christ's dialogue with little James about healing, and has continued with Simon Peter and his wife Eden's unexpected tragedy. The climax is extraordinarily stunning and moving, and greatly encouraged this disciple's heart. So if you can catch it at theaters this weekend or today, I would tell you that it is definitely worth going to see on the big screen. Although I do have to admit that I think I would have enjoyed it even more if this Chosen was a little less frozen. Anyway, if you can't get out to see it this weekend, I encourage you to check it out when the finale airs over the next two weekends. I know a lot of people have an issue with the artistic license that the creators of The Chosen's make with their gospel series, but even though the supplemental material and the way they tell Jesus' story can cause Bible scholars to cringe at times, I endorse The Chosen because it is being used by the Lord to reignite the faith of some whose hearts have grown cold, and it is causing others who never knew Jesus to make him their Lord and Savior. So if you are up here like me in the Great White North or somewhere else where there is actually winter, make sure you are prepared for the frigid temperatures and the unexpected, and try to stay warm. And as always, no matter where you are, be prepared for anything that life has to dish out by making Jesus the Lord of your life and continually walking and talking with God. This morning's Bible verse, today's Bible verse, comes to us from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Psalm 19:14, and it says, "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Today's Bible verse, as I scroll, today's Bible verse points to a deep personal relationship with the Lord where we seek to be acceptable to Him in all that we do and think. When we become Christians, whether we like it or not, we represent God's kingdom. I know that when I first got saved, I didn't like the idea of having to be accountable for what I said. I was a sarcastic and snarky kind of guy, and sometimes my cutting wit wasn't very kind, and some of my language wasn't very Christian. I didn't like the idea of being judged for the things I said by my newfound born-again faith. I was just a sinner saved by grace. What do you expect? I'm lucky to be in the kingdom at all. Surely God doesn't expect me to change, does He? Now, when we consider questions like this about our faith and our behavior, we can easily slide right back into a performance-based ideal that is more familiar to the world system than it is a proper reflection of the kingdom of God's grace. We can easily chastise and condemn ourselves and turn our relationship with God into cold, dead religion by trying to just adhere to a list of do's and don'ts like Christians don't swear, and then judge our walk of faith by what we say and don't say. No swearing today. I'm a Christian. Ooh, I swore in traffic. I'm less of a Christian, or maybe I'm not a Christian after all. That's a trap of the enemy. Our performance does not define our faith. We are saved by grace, and because of God's amazing grace, we are accepted into His kingdom by faith alone. And our performance does not change our status as His children. When we put our faith in Christ, we are adopted into His family. So our being a Christian is not based on our ability to perform. However, as member of God's royal family, our heart should cause us, out of love for God, to represent Him and to show others the way into His kingdom. Today's verse shows the deep love of God that causes us to want to be acceptable to Him, and not just by the things we say, but by the very things we think and feel. So don't try to whip yourself into shape by watching your performance. Instead, foster the love you have for the Father as a response to the love He has shown you, and you will see that no set of rules would ever be enough to express the love we have for Him. And it is only out of love for Him that we could ever hope to change into the people that He created us to be. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we continue fearing for A.W. Pink's The Sovereignty of God, and we continue in Chapter 5, The Sovereignty of God in Reprobation. As A.W. Pink's exposition of Romans 9 concludes, but there's even more, more verses on the doctrine of reprobation. So who knew? Apparently, you know, it's a long section. So we're continuing to share from that, and there'll be more to come in the days ahead as A.W. Pink just continues to write. So if you want to check out that, check out how people are reprobate and, you know, what the Bible has to say about that and what A.W. Pink has to say about that, go to mtforchrist.org and you'll see that, resource at the end of today's blog post. As always, we encourage a life of Christian discipleship. You know, in last night's, little thing, little experience in the cold theater in Clifton Park while we watched a Christian film. It was a microcosm of our faith. Will your faith endure? Would you stay to hear Jesus speak even when it wasn't comfortable? And, we showed ourselves approved last night by sitting in the cold and watching a Christian film. So just another evidence of our Christian faith. But that's just it. Are you going to follow Christ when you're uncomfortable, when people... we're not the frozen chosen for nothing up here in North. Bible illiteracy is at the apex here in the Capital District of upstate New York. People don't know the Bible. People don't want to know the Bible. And Christians are few and far between. And even amongst those who would proclaim themselves as Christians, the maturity levels and ignorance levels or whatever are various. You talk about diversity between spirit-filled faith, biblical Christianity, liturgical stuff. Christianity is all over the map, and that's not just here in upstate New York, it's everywhere. So when we say we're a Christian, what does that mean? That was the fundamental question that drew me to follow a Christian disciple's path for living. I didn't want to be some surface Christian. I wanted to have a deep faith, like the psalmist, to have God examine my heart and my mind and what I did and try to be acceptable to him, even though I know I'm accepted because of my love for the Lord that I received when I put my faith in Jesus. I wanted to be a real Christian, and that desire didn't go away after I said the prayer. I'm a Christian now, good, I can go about my business. When he called me to come into his kingdom, I knew I was blessed and very happy to receive eternal life and the forgiveness of my sins. And I wanted people to know the truth because I had lived under, a false impression of Christianity, and I ran away from God for most of my life and suffered greatly for it. And so I the mission of this podcast and this blog is to encourage people to be real with God and to follow him and to, not worry about what the world says about you, but worry about what God has to say about you, and to try to live by faith according to him, his word, and his leadings, to make him known throughout the earth. And, we've received such a magnificent gift in our salvation it should draw us to evangelize, but it should draw us to change our lives, to be transformed, to be more like God, to be more like Christ. We're to be conformed to his image. So let's get busy with the Reformation Project and the Transformation Project, the renewing of our minds and our hearts and subsequently our behaviors. Why? Because that fruit of the Spirit really does grow when you walk in the Spirit. You receive the peace, the love, the joy, the kindness, the goodness, the faithfulness. The patience and self-control in increasing degrees as you follow the Lord. So it's my prescription. Put your faith in Jesus and follow him. That's it. Seek the Lord in all that you do. Seek his will and his will only. Obviously, we're trying our best. And the Lord's there to help us and guide us and encourage us as we go. So we encourage you to, live by faith in the power of the Holy Spirit and keep walking and talking with God. Anyway, it is the weekend. I'm very happy to be here in frozen Easton, New York. So let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us alive in this frozen environment and spiritually cold environment of upstate New York. Lord, we just ask for the fire and the power of your Holy Spirit to empower our faith and our love for you, to draw us closer to you, and to keep on walking and talking with you, Lord, and trying to represent you here on the earth. Lord, we pray for anyone who's listening or reading this message on the podcast. We want to thank anyone who's listening to the podcast, that have caused our podcast to go over 9,000 downloads all time. Just a few days ago, I forgot to mention it, and I'm not writing about it on the blog, but I'm very humbled by it, and I'm thankful for those who listen to the podcast. So, Lord, we pray for their blessing. We pray for you to come alongside their prayer request. And as always, Lord, we just pray for you to go before us today. Open our eyes to the things you want us to see and lead us in the things you would have us do. Because, Lord, all we want to do is represent you here on the earth because we love you, because you first loved us. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.